Roll shows 11 members present. Senators Cowdery, Donnelly, Green, Helfer, Terrio, and Ward are excused from a call to the Senate this morning, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Major Larry Thankhauser of the Salvation Army.
Dear God, thou searcher of men's hearts, we pray for each senator here today. For those who are traveling, we would pray for enduring mercies. As one nation under God, grant strengthening for clear thinking in all that shall be before them this day. Encourage each one to live above the common level of life. Save them from floundering and indecision. Cause them to choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. And never be content with half-truth when the whole truth can be won. Endow them with courage when truth and right are in jeopardy. Grant to each new ties of friendship, new opportunities of service this day, we pray. Amen.
Senator Wilkin, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. The secretary, please certify the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 11th legislative day.
Senator Kelly.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. It brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Okay, messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
The following report is on file in the Office of the Secretary, State of Alaska Retirement Incentive Program, Final Status Report from Annalee McConnell, Director, Office of Management and Budget, in accordance with Section 32B, Chapter 4, FSSLA 1996. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Standing committee reports.
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Are there any Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Senate bills for introduction.
Senate Bill Number 49 by Senator Torgerson, an act eliminating a requirement that a Social Security number be provided by an applicant for a hunting or sport fishing license or tag and for certain hunting permits and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to the Resources Committee.
Senate Bill Number 50 by Senator Elton, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Veterinary Examiners.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Okay, that brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Scott Gomez, winner of the NHL Stanley Cup and Calder Memorial Rookie of the Year Trophy, honoring Scott Center Eagle Scout.
Senator Kelly.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations are approved. Senator Kelly.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation commemorating Reconciliation Day be taken up at this time.
Without objection, the special order citation is before us. Senator Kelly?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the special order business citation commemorating Reconciliation Day be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Is there any unfinished business? Announcements? Under unfinished business?
Move and ask unanimous consent. Yeah, move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. President, that I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill Number 49, which just read today, having to do with eliminating Social Security numbers.
Without objection, Senator Taylor will be shown as a co-sponsor, and the same for Senator Kelly. Senator Elton?
Under unfinished business, Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the House January 29th, 30th, until plain time the 31st for state business.
Without objection, Senator Elton will be excused from the call of the Senate, as well as the call of the House, for those dates that he asked. Any further unfinished business? Now, Senator Hoffman.
Planning ahead a little, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on April 12th for personal business.
One is planning way ahead. Without objection, Senator Hoffman will be excused from the call of the Senate on the dates that he requested. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements? Any special orders? Senator Taylor.
I request the privilege of the floor to speak on fish.
Without objection, Senator Taylor, you have the floor.
Yesterday I had the opportunity, I was invited actually, to come up and speak on behalf of the legislature to the hatchery managers gathering at Girdwood. Technicians and hatchery managers from all over the state were there, and I wanted to just basically report to you that it was my honor to be there to talk with them about production and enhancement, to talk about some of the difficulties that we're facing on allocations, and also to encourage them and to say thank you on behalf of this entire legislature and the state for the great work that they've done over the years. The states of Washington, Oregon, and California are struggling today trying to figure out how they can achieve some types of recovery of salmon stocks that have been decimated. We in Alaska have the wonderful opportunity when we attend meetings, as Senator Osterman and I did just last weekend in San Diego on fish, we have the wonderful opportunity to stand up and say that since statehood, we have tripled the volume of fish returning to our shores. It's the royal we of, obviously, when we say that, because we aren't the people who actually did it. The legislature set the policy. The executive branch carried that out for the last 40 years. But these are the actual people, the people who live in remote locations, put up with all the difficulties that means for themselves and their families. These are the people who grow those fish. And having toured most of those facilities, I can honestly tell you, the people who work in that field, it's more than a job. It's a love that they have for that vocation, and it's a loving concern that they have about the health and quality of the product that they're putting out. And that's why I believe Alaska has, we lead the world today in innovation and technology when it comes to salmonoid biology. The rest of the world comes to us to talk to these technicians and to talk to these hatchery managers about how to do it, because we are so successful in that field. And I just wanted to report to you that I had that opportunity yesterday to meet with those people, and to say thank you on the legislature's behalf and on behalf of all the people of Alaska who depend upon that resource. It's our largest industry as far as employing people, and but for the efforts of these folks, it would not be the healthy industry that it is today. So with that, I want to thank you for the legislature, I should say, and President Halford for giving me the opportunity. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Senator Kelly.
I move the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, January 22nd.
Without objection, we're adjourned.